We are Finding Success. We're here to upbreak the monotony of your life and help you find your version of success. Welcome back to another episode, guys, with me, Adam.
And me, Alex.
How you doing, mate? You're right.
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, buddy. Yes, been a little while. We had a week off last week, didn't we? Was it last week?
Yeah. No, it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yep. Well, but, all right. No, we recorded like 3 weeks ago and I just didn't upload them. So
but yes, either we had way, a week off. But, we're back. Sun's shining. We're in the UK. It's nice. Living the dream. Been busy. Been away. Been traveling a lot recently, haven't we? Which is why I've had a bit of time off.
Been caught slacking abroad.
Yeah. Well, not so. I wouldn't say slacking. We're doing
slacking on the podcast front.
Yeah, but
I was slacking on the podcast.
Other things that we had to do.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm good, mate. How are you? How's things anyway? What's new?
What's new? Nothing.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah, that was pretty shit, actually.
Yeah.
What's new with you?
Bought a house?
Hey! Okay, that's new. Okay, exciting. Exciting. Hold tight.
Sorry, I invested in a house.
I like it.
Because it's an investment project that we're going on for me. So I got that going on. Bought a few companies, obviously, as you know.
Yes.
That we spoke about. Not going to say them on air because I don't want to spread the word too much unless, you know, you want to go and buy a PayPal.
Get done for pumping and dumping.
Let me, I was going to say pump it now and I can sell it. I bought a few things, bought a few individual stocks, which I'm looking forward to. And yeah, going through the house at the moment. Personally, been good. Working on my 9-to-5, which I'm not too happy about, as in every single day, I've kind of been lost a touch a little bit, I think. We both have.
Yeah.
So we're now back. We're trying to focus a little bit more on working ourselves.
The 5 to 9.
Yeah.
Bettering ourselves, focusing, just trying to make a better life for ourselves, not getting stuck in a rat race.
All that good stuff. Well, what I've been doing, consistent in the gym, mate. I tell you.
Yeah.
Shoulder pressed 55 kilos the day with a bar.
Nice.
So that's quite good. I've done 35s in each hand today.
Nice.
So I'm quite happy with that. Yep. That's pretty good. Deadlifting.
Shoulders or bench?
Yeah. Shoulders. I'm benching 90.
Nice.
And deadlifted 163.
Nice. Good work.
Max 170.
Bosh.
So getting there, mate. But yeah, apart from that, nothing new, mate. Nothing new.
Nice.
What's the gym saying for you? You had a nice little training in Bali, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a little week in Bali training. It was fantastic. Shout out. What is it? Wanderlust Fitness Village. Oh, mate, it's really cool there. Really cool.
I thought you had nothing going on. You've been in Bali, man.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot to say that. First time in Bali. It was, it's an eye-opener there, I tell you. Fantastic. And I'm going back again September time.
I will go.
Come in September. You're already halfway over the way that side of the
world. Yeah, that's true. Still a week.
Rented a scooter, experienced the scooter riding. If you've ever been there, you know what, it's absolutely crazy. I went to find myself in Bali. No, I'm joking. It was just, it saved a journey back to the UK from Australia. And yeah, so it's just a little cheeky holiday. Smashed the gym all week and it was fantastic. Like the programming there is really good. The coaches there are fantastic. And I got absolutely beasted. And it was fantastic. Like the heat there.
Humidity is unreal.
Yeah, the sweat. Yeah. I've never sweated so much in my life. Like one of Thursdays is their long form fitness site sessions and it was a brutal 43 minute AMRAP and it was like five
as
stations.
Many rounds as possible.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I was wrong. It's not an AMRAP, it's an EMOM every minute on the minute.
Okay,
so you started on the row, then you went to some sort of box jump overs, some med ball slams, some squats with a heavy med ball, or a sandbag or whatever it is, and then some renegade rows and stuff. But the heavy squats, we had a 40 kilo bag. You had to do school, which is not hard, but it's an awkward for sand
to carry.
Yeah. And when you're sweating, you pick it up, you chuck it onto your arms.
Yeah,
it's like lubed up, and it just drops. It was hard to like carry it and do the squats after like 43 minutes. But it was absolutely brutal. But yeah, shout out to them. They're absolutely awesome. I'd highly recommend going there if you can. Afterwards, ate some amazing food. They cooked their everything's fresh, like delicious food. You can add creatine and protein into your shakes and smoothies and whatever they do there. It's really, really good.
Banging.
It's designed to be really good. But at the same time, in the evenings, they'll like sell alcohol beers and they want you to... It's about enjoying life there. And that's exactly what it was. It was really cool.
Mega.
Anyway, getting on to now, because we're not in Bali anymore.
Oh, no, we're not. Back. What are better things now?
So shiny UK. Better things.
Yeah, come on.
All right, this week, Adam. It's going to be a bit of a boring one, I'll be honest with you.
No, it's not.
Hey,
it's interesting. People that are interested in investing and economics.
But I'll be honest with, again. Yeah, fair one about the economics. American listeners, I know we are a huge like portion of our listeners. This is mainly about the UK.
But don't switch off, because when you move to the UK, which it all will, because America sucks. Joking, I'm joking. When you move,
we wanted to go to America.
It's always good to understand different countries and how they work.
Yeah, yeah, to understand what policies they've got.
Because like we have to move it, invest in America, we have to understand how the economy works.
Yeah, so yeah, it's good to compare vice versa. Two economies. And also the rest of our listeners around the world, if you speak English, you might want to come to England, I don't know. But this might be affecting you when you travel here. It won't. We're going to talk about the budget, spring budget. We're a little bit late.
Yeah.
It came out in end of March. Or announced end of March, you might have seen all the hype's dropped about it. So we're bringing it back.
We are indeed.
We're coming back to it, and it's a little bit mind-numbing, a little bit. But it's important for UK listeners to know how it might affect you.
It will, yeah. It does affect you.
One part definitely does affect you. If you've got kids, another part affects you, but we won't talk about that just now. Anyway, spring budget.
Mm.
So the government announces their rough plan that affects the taxpayers every year, and this is like to try and... One, help with their votes, try and get more votes for the new election coming up. And also just, they have to tell the public what they're doing, because it's government law. Like, you can't just do proper naughty secret stuff and not tell anyone about it, especially when it changes stuff like taxes and that's about it. I was going to say, like, other incomes and stuff.
It does, yeah. It does.
So... One of the biggest ones, and one of the headliners they've announced, is there's a 2p national insurance cut for 24-25, right? Which is fantastic. And the government were a little bit naughty with this, right? I was doing some research into it. And when they announced it, for an average person on a £35,400 salary, right, which is the average salary in the UK, they announced you'd save £900 a year. And that is fantastic. In the small print, they forgot to put, including the cut we did in 2022-2023. So it's not actually a £900 cut, it's a £450 cut this year.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're not going to notice £900 in your bank account this year. It's just going to be half of that, because they did the same cut a couple of years ago. but still, nice little cut. It's going to be
a bit of a help.
Yeah.
A tiny bit of a help.
Yeah. Monthly, a few more pints.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
one
fresh
more
tank of fuel, you know?
Yeah.
Lovely job. But still, it's not too bad. It's good they're giving back.
This is the thing.
And they did announce, actually, I haven't got it in my notes, but it's also the lowest tax, not responsibility, or basically they're charging less tax. It's the lowest tax amount they've been charging since 1975.
Okay.
In percentage-wise. It's a bit naughty, because, again, inflation changes.
Yeah,
all
it's changed a little bit, yeah, which we'll get into in a minute.
That's why
you?
I didn't write that.
You can't wait for that.
Oh, I want to get into inflation. Anyway. I'm going to read some more notes, because it's written down here. A new British ISA will be created in the form of an extra £5,000 like tax-free allowance. So here in the UK, a British ISA, which is an individual savings account, you can put up to £20,000 away in each year tax-free. Whatever gains or interest earned, you get on that completely tax-free, which is a really nice little system. Fantastic. I think more countries should do it around the world. But they've started a British ISA, which is now £25,000 tax allowance. However, and it's a stocks and shares ISA.
Yeah.
It has to be invested in the British economy, i.e. a FTSE 100 index, British companies only. Like that is like the law with it.
Yeah.
It's mandatory, which is a nice idea. But I wanted to get your opinion on this, because it's only...
Give it to me.
£5,000 extra.
Yeah.
Which is not a lot.
Really, in the grand scheme of things, no, not really.
It's not a lot, especially... Like myself, I'm not able to put away the standard £20,000 a year.
No.
Like that's a massive goal for me. When I get to it, I'll be over the moon. But the moment I can't capitalize on the max. So opening up to £25,000 really isn't going to be affecting the majority of the UK public. It's going to be the wealthier end. The people that can put £20,000 away a year.
Yeah.
They might go, oh yeah, I'm going to take advantage of this, put £25,000 away a year, which is fantastic. However, would they be doing that? Like, really, if they're that wealthy enough to be able to put £20,000 away, yes, all right, they're going to be smart enough to want to save £5,000 in tax or whatever it might be.
Tax efficient as possible.
That's the word, yep, perfect. But they might not already be invested in the UK that much.
Yeah.
So then completely retracting funds from wherever their current investments are to then putting it all in the UK, starting fresh, is that going to be lucrative enough for them?
In the long term.
Is the UK going to return them enough to warrant going, moving all their cash out and putting it into there? Do you know what I mean?
The thing is, yeah, so the way I look at it, right, is I think the average investor that has £20,000 taxable, ready to pay into an account that's money free,
and this is
ready
just
to
like
go in.
Passive. This is not like actual active investment.
Yeah.
So it's not that
this big. Is just like get rid of 20 grand that I'm going to put into this account here over the course of a year, and it's going to be the most tax efficient way. Again, we're investing in, currently you can invest in many, many markets with that ISA, right? 20 grand you can invest in the S&P 500. You can make 10% a year on average, which we know is very common. The thing is, I don't really know what the FTSE 100 or 250 returns year on average. But the reason they've done it is to boost the economy of Britain, right? They want more money to come into the economy, stay in Britain rather than going abroad to America and so on and so forth, which is a great idea. Mm. However, like you said, the average person does not have 20 grand to put into this ISA, right? The only people that will affect is, what does it come with junior ISAs? Is a question.
Oh, it's nothing's mentioned.
Okay, so I presume it probably could be a junior ISA as well, right? So rich people who have kids that are turning into, you know, they want to invest into their future. That 5 grand extra over the course of compound 18 years is quite a big chunk of money. So if they can do that for their kid and they can put it into the FTSE 100, and I can guarantee the market has returned, it's always climbed, companies always climb, otherwise it's replaced, again, the same as America, it's replaced with one from another. So it'll always continue to grow. So it will affect that person quite nicely. Does it grow as the same rate as what the S&P does? Probably not. Actually, no, definitely not. Because if it did, everyone would be talking about the FTSE 100 and not about the S&P 500, right?
Exactly.
So that 5 grand for us, that extra 5 grand does not make any difference at all whatsoever, because we're not hitting the 20K anyway.
Yeah.
For the investor that is 30 years old, has 25K free cash to put away, I don't think it's really going to make or benefit them either, because again, they can go and put that 20 grand in the US and make more money from it. Is it a good idea? Yes.
Absolutely.
Should you do it? Probably not. Yeah. Will you do it? Probably not. Will you research it? Probably for about 5 seconds until you find out that the S&P outweighs the FTSE, and then you know, you're just not going to do it anyway.
Exactly.
So as it is a good idea, do I think many people are going to keep the 5K or put an extra 5K into that? And here's a big question. How many people will do that, do you think, out of the course of the UK? Say there's, I guess you're going to have to be in the top 1% earners to put 25K away, right? Of free tax, free cash, roughly. So if there's 1% of the UK that can put 25 grand away, how many of that 1% are actually going to do this? And will the government actually benefit from doing that? They must have done the math. But I don't think it's going to benefit as much as what they think is actually going to be true.
Spot on. I couldn't agree more. I think there will be people that do it and will take advantage of it. But at the same time, like you said, it's going to be the 1%. It's the top earners of the UK. The people I see doing it are, and this might be quite stereotypical, I'm not sure, but it'd be the elderly, almost baby boomers,
putting
this sort of cash away, that aren't big on investing, that aren't big on capitalizing their money massively. So they're not really looking to explore to great lengths. They're not taking any risk. Maybe they just want to take 2-3% or whatever. We should look into what the FTSE 100 brings, like an index tracker. If there is one, there must be one. Or rather, just investing in British companies, like, because obviously it doesn't have to be an index as such. It could be British companies. But at the same time, we haven't got big sevens. Like, we haven't got Apple, we haven't got Amazon, we haven't got Nvidia.
No.
We don't have companies like that. I think one of the biggest companies on the UK stock exchange is Shell.
Yeah.
Probably a great company to be a part of. I'm very interested myself. But it's also in oils and so on and so forth. Like,
exactly.
How good? Long term, is that 30, 40 years investment? Not for people our age.
No.
For people, the baby boomers, getting towards the end of their lives, maybe it is a good investment. But at the same time, are the baby boomers looking to do long-term investing?
Yeah.
So will they be putting 20 grand away each year? Like, they're probably just going to be sitting on their cash. It's very tough. I think you're right. I don't think it'd be as incredibly popular as it should be.
No, I agree.
And it's a shame, because if they could excite enough investment into the UK, like people do the S&P 500, it'd be massive for our country, it'd be massive for the economy, and massive for London in general. the companies, other companies now flood to come to the UK, because I know a lot of people, a lot of companies in Ireland or in Europe and that aren't going to come to London because there's not that much benefit, corporation tax, etc.
Yeah.
Whereas if there's massive investment and they have to be based in the UK for this, they'll come if there's money coming in.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. I love it. I love the idea. I love thinking behind Chancellor, where, I can't remember his name now, doing that. But I don't think it's enough.
No.
I think we need just force investment into the UK.
I think also, like, if... Okay.
Talk to me.
If we completely restricted outside investing in the world, you had nowhere to go apart from plough your money into the UK economy, so you'd have to do it, right? But I think to make it more attractive, if they was to reduce the taxable amount of money that you'd make on capital gains and stuff, so companies will come here more often, they'd have bigger companies in the UK, because like you said, the Big Seven is not in the UK, it's in the US for obvious reasons. So if we could find a way of reducing our tax so that companies would base themselves in the, would base ourselves in the UK, then we would have bigger companies come over here, and 9 out of 10 those big companies would earn more money if they were here. If they earn more money, it means that they bring more money, bigger investors, more money into the UK economy, which then in turn stops us from looking outside of investing into the US and inside the UK, which in then return brings more investors to buy those companies and more money into the UK economy. So I think if they was to reduce those taxable errors, then we could make more money. But like you said, right now the 25 grand isn't very much difference.
Just going on to what you said, actually, by doing that as well, attracting those huge corporations, like, they're not just empty offices, they employ a lot of people.
Yes.
Like, and employing a lot of people full time is very, very good income tax for the government. So while, yes, you could, it could be taking a hit, and I'm sure they've done the maths and we're looking at it and it's very tempting, but it's hard to say, let's take a hit for 5 years on corporation tax, which pays them billions and billions a year,
yeah,
and wait for the income tax to come in when they've hired all people. I think that's, that would be a great move. That would be an ideal move if they could do that.
Yeah.
Because, like, how many people do Apple employ just at their headquarters? Like 900.
That's stupid amount. Yeah.
Over that.
We should, I reckon we should just biff our jobs off now and go and work for the UK government. Start doing that.
Sort them out.
Sort them thingers, you know.
Crack
what I mean?
On. Yeah. Yeah, let's help them out. Open their eyes a little bit more. A lot of. Yeah, I'm not going to get into politics. I was going to. Yeah, I was going to. Got to hold my tongue.
Dang, bait.
This is not a politics show. Focus.
But yeah, that was a very good question. I think, yeah, it won't really change much, in my opinion.
We'll come back around to it.
Which is a shame.
It is a shame. But it's a step in the right direction. Let's keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
No, invest in the UK. Oi, oi.
Yeah.
I'm not. no, I am actually. I am in property REITs. Property REITs. Mm. Retail investment. I can't remember what they're called now. It's terrible from an investor. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what you mean.
Anyway, moving on. Alcohol duty will remain frozen until February 2025. Cheap booze. Here we go.
Oi, oi.
What's the other one?
Cheap Guinoirs.
Cheap Guinoirs, even though they're not cheap. No, do you know what they were in Bali? A Bintang in Bali was like £1.
Yeah.
£1.50. It was incredible. But it's not to buy it bulk from a shop. It was weird. Anyway, moving on. Staying
focused.
In Bali too much. Staying focused. Right. Higher rate property capital gains tax is reduced from 28 to 24%.
Okay.
So if you earn in the higher rate tax bracket,
yeah,
and you do sell your second home for whatever, you're paying less tax.
Mega.
4% cut. Still a lot of money. 24% is a huge amount of money.
It is a lot of money.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Fuel duty will also stay frozen for the next 12 months with the temporary 5p cut extended.
Mm-hmm.
Set to save the average driver £50 next year. Hold tight!
That is literally 4 beers probably in London.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 cocktails.
Yeah.
And a bit of change for a bag of chips on the way home.
Yeah, exactly. See you later.
Fantastic. But yeah, that's anyway, right, so I want to go into it. What was I going to talk about here?
I want you to talk about the pensions, the pension thing that you're on about, and the...
you mean paying more into your pension? Okay, so I'll talk about that.
And then we go to the taxing afterwards.
The OBR.
Mm.
You know what that is?
No.
I didn't know.
Tell the people.
It's the... Hang on, I better read it because I've forgotten it already. The Office for Budget Responsibility.
Yeah.
There's an entire group of people responsible for the budget responsibility.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling it's not going to be 2 or 3 people. I think there'll be...
A few hundred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All earning very good wedge
mm-hmm.
off this. So Government's too
hopefully
big.
They're, anyway, they're doing well.
Hopefully that's too political already, Butson. Keep it together. So, in April, excuse me, I'm going to read off the thing here. In April, we'll see another freeze in personal allowance and higher rate tax threshold, right? So your personal allowance in the UK is the £12,571 you get to earn tax-free.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay a penny on tax if that's as much as you earn. Anything over that, you start paying 20% tax. Until the higher rate, which is $50,751 or something like that.
Okay.
That's the higher rate. Those are being frozen in place again, right? So I know we always talk about inflation a lot on this podcast, don't we?
Yeah,
how
we do.
How it's the secret thief.
Yeah.
And how it, like, even though you're saving money in your account, it's still the same figure. It's losing its actual value, right? While that's happening, the government freezing these thresholds are also robbing you as well. It's a sneaky thief. Because say you work for a really good company and they give you that extra pay rise. Maybe it's not inflation matching, but it's inflation chasing.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to give you an example.
Go on, do it.
You're doing well for yourself. You're earning £50,000 a year. Mm-hmm. It's a very easy number and it's near the higher rate tax bracket. So you're earning £50,000 a year. In 2022, inflation was 7%, 7.95%. Right, that's quite
high. Disgusting. Yeah.
So let's just round up to 8.
Make it easy
for the maths, right? Yeah. Say you do get an inflation matching pay rise, 8%. 8%. That's 8% of 50,000 is £4,000. That pushes you over into the higher rate tax bracket. Now, a lot of people get this wrong. You don't suddenly then pay higher rate, 40%. On your entire wage, it's just 40% on the stuff over 50,751.
Yeah.
But even still, that's a lot of money to be spending cash on. So you're being robbed yet again. The government are earning more money. And this is quite a lot of people in the UK. The OBR say it's going to be 800,000 people are going to be dragged into this higher rate tax brush.
It's a lot of people.
It's
a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. You think like 800,000 people paying just another £1,000 on tax, you know, it is a lot of money. And over, this is even worse, so the lower rate, so from paying no tax whatsoever, below £12,000 a year, which is not a lot of money. You can't really live on that in the UK.
No, not at all.
More than 1.1 million people are going to be dragged into that paying tax. And again, it's only going to be taxed on a couple hundred quid, but they're now starting to pay tax, so their take home is going to be affected. It's quite savage, this freezing of the brackets, of the thresholds. Anyway, so going back to that bloke, you're now paying more money, more tax than ever because of this pay rise you've been given for a company paying you your inflation matching pay rise. A very, very good company to do that. But again, you've had it again year after year. So again, I think in 2023 it was 5.2%. It's come back down again. We're at like 3% this year. They're targeting 2% by end of Q2. But again, this is a lot of pay rises coming in at the same rate as inflation. So again, your purchasing power has not changed. You're just matching inflation. However, you're paying more tax than ever. So you're taking home less. You can't buy as much stuff as you want to buy.
Yeah.
What would you recommend doing in this scenario about the pensions?
Go on.
I've got lost.
Okay.
I think I misunderstood your question. Anyway. So say you're paying this higher threshold now, you're in paying above. I would recommend paying more into your pension.
Yes.
To bring your take home or to bring your pre-tax income down below the 50,000 again.
Exactly.
Right, so you're losing less money than ever then. You're paying it into your pension, which is taken out pre-tax.
Yeah.
Putting a massive pot into it so you're looking after yourself in the future. Fantastic idea. And then you're also paying less tax. Yes, the take home is different, but it's not going to be as offensive. You're not losing as much money. You're still retaining the money in your name. So I would highly recommend just pay more into your pension pot, pre-tax, however much you may need to then get you down below the higher rate tax threshold.
Yeah.
Again, take home is going to be affected, but it's all in your name now. More and more money is in your name.
This is it, right? I mean, the average person gets a pay rise, piece of paper through their post. Congratulations, you've been given a pay rise due to inflation. Fantastic, I'm getting a pay rise. Mrs. Doris, we're going to get an extra 4% a month or whatever. I'm so happy for you. Let's go and have an amazing meal. So without doing the math, without looking into things, you've just lost money.
Yeah.
In reality, you're now paying the government more money because you're earning more money. So in reality, your take home is going to be less. If you were smart about things, actually, before you told Mrs. Doris that you're going to get a pay rise, you can tell Mrs. Doris you're going to get a pay rise, but you can say to her, look, in actual fact, this doesn't benefit us in any way, shape or form because this money coming in is going straight to the government. Like I said, the best way to save it is putting it into your pension. So again, until you're 55, you can't touch this pension money anyway. And it all depends on what pension you have, good, bad, ugly. Yeah. There are some bad pensions out there. So make sure you do your research and you can change your company's pension, or you can have your own pension that your company pay into. So just do your own research with that before you go, I'm going to smash it on my pension. Just look at it first. But in doing that, you've earned more money for yourself because it's tax-free. You're earning, I guess, majority of companies do pay into your pension as well. I think so.
It's mandate.
It's mandate, yeah. So I don't pay into the pension. So you have to then do that. So that means that you're earning more money because you're paying into your pension at a higher rate, say a grand. Company is then matching that, a grand. So that's $2,000 a month you're paying into your pension because you're banging that money in there. It's tax-free and it's for the future. So yes, your monthly take home is going to be less, but your future benefit will be great. So it's very important to, and many people don't look into the economy or economic news at all. They just kind of blink over eyes, it's boring. But in reality, we've just saved you probably, if you implement what we just told you, and if you're, say you're $4,000 a month paying into your pension, oh, that's a massive amount, but it's not going to be that. But say it is.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
Say you're 50, or say you're, you know, you've got 14 years of paying into your pension at $4,000 a month. Wow.
If it's into a SIP as well that you're managing, investing yeah. yourself, that would be very beneficial to you.
Exactly.
When you're 55 plus.
So you're welcome.
Yeah.
But like Butson's just helped you millions and millions of pounds worth of money. No, I'm joking. But in reality, before you go celebrating that pay rise, look into what category it makes you fall into and work out if it's better paying into a pension, if it's a good amount of pension scheme, a good pension scheme. If it isn't, change pension schemes and then go from
Absolutely.
There.
I think it's way too common in the UK for people just to receive their paycheck. Like, some people don't even open them.
No.
See the money into the account. Yeah, fantastic. Like, yeah. They don't look into it properly, see how much they're paying in income and how much they're paying in national insurance.
Yeah.
I think it's vital that you do, because for whatever reason, you might be paying more than you need to be.
Yeah.
Something's happened down the line. Like,
something's happened to me twice. I've been put on the wrong tax bracket.
And it happens. These things yeah. do happen. You need to make sure you're in the right one. Otherwise, you're just paying for nothing. And sometimes you can't always get it back either.
No, exactly.
Like, so, yeah. I think that's enough for this episode.
Yeah, do your research.
Dense one. But yeah, absolutely. Look into your paychecks. Look into what tax practice you're in. See where you can take advantage of the tax-free pension.
Benefits, yeah.
Benefits. And also make sure you're on top of your pension, because, like you said earlier, that there are some bad pension companies out there that just... you're not earning any money off because of the fees and stuff. We've done episodes about that in the past. So look into that. Look into these British ISAs if you want to.
Yes.
Find out.
Do the
think.
Research.
If you have got £25,000 you want to put away every year, fantastic. I'm jealous. I think we should start looking into British companies, see which ones we should do. Maybe we can talk about that in future episodes.
Yeah. Look at the growth of the FTSE 100. If it's better than the S&P.
Let's do it. Let's do an episode.
Maybe we'll have a look at the, yeah. We'll do a little research.
Or a search.
Anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
Facebook, Instagram, and X, links are down below. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Help this podcast get out of there so we can hit the world, guys. Take care. Have a good one. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.